The story of Dan Cooper raises more questions than it answers. Today we talk to Bob Fernandez, who has written a new book on the disappearance. Bob, there are a lot of mysterious elements to this story. First of all, how did he get on the plane with a briefcase full of dynamite?
Well, that's easy to answer. Remember, this was 1971 and they didn't have airport security the way they do now. Security checks came in much later, so there's no mystery there. But of course, we have no idea whether he was really carrying dynamite. It might have just looked like dynamite.
And who was he? Do we know that?
We know that Dan Cooper wasn't his real name. That was easy to check, and there were no Dan Coopers who'd gone missing. But who was he? No one knows. He knew a lot about planes, and he also knew how to parachute, so he may have been a retired pilot, or he may have had some job to do with aircraft. Certainly someone with inside knowledge. And he also knew the area where he jumped. One interesting thing is that several people claimed later that he survived, and they knew him. For example, in 1982, a woman claimed that he was her husband, who'd just died. She said she'd found him in 1972 hiding in her garden with a broken foot, and they'd fallen in love and got married. This was her story, but there was no way they could prove it.
I suppose the big question is, could he have survived the jump? He jumped into a storm at night holding bags of dollar bills, and he had to open a parachute. Is that possible?
Well, we know that what he did was possible because not long afterwards, a stuntman repeated exactly what he'd done successfully. And quite a few things suggest that he did land safely. For example, they never found either the body or the parachute. And if you think the parachute was bright yellow and red, and they searched everywhere, that's quite something. You'd be able to see it from the air. So that suggests he might have landed and then hidden the parachute.
One of the few clues we have is that in 1980, a boy found some of the money buried in a riverbank.
Yes, this was one bag of Dan Cooper's money, so people thought that he might have drowned in the river. But they searched the river pretty carefully, and they didn't find anything. And there are other explanations. For example, he might have lost some of the money when he landed and gone off with the rest. Or he might even have thrown it away to confuse the police and then crossed the border into Mexico. No one knows. The one thing we do know is the police never found him.